Hello, everyone.
God.
Welcome to another episode of the Silver Screen Scoundrels, where we talk about everybody's favorite pastime, the movies. We are your hosts. I'm Colonel Bob.
Please don't turn us off. I'm Ian.
Dude, you guys, you got to start blacking yourselves out so I can get through that.
Oh my god! I literally whispered, "Please don't do the scary voice. Please don't do the scary."
It's our Halloween episodes. It's got to be creepy.
It's got yeah. Well, Wendy, we gotta talk in the meeting about the definitions of creepy.
Oh, I was gonna try to do a laugh, but I couldn't get it right. But maybe next time.
Have you been practicing?
I have.
Oh,
maybe next time I'll do the laugh.
Tonight we are joined again by special guest Derek. Derek, how are you tonight?
I'm doing better every time I hear the creepy intro, and it was so funny. I wish that people could see the behind the scenes of. I might just put us all on screen so they can see us giggle when Bob starts with the scary voice.
So at least they would understand of why it's hard for me to get through it.
I think they know
why. I don't want to giggle when I'm doing it, and then I see you guys, you know, and I'm trying to stare.
I don't think I do that.
Oh,
he's so funny.
Oh, so touch my pearls.
Touch my pearls. We're all here tonight to talk. We'll just say talk.
Yeah,
about the new Exorcist movie. Now,
believer,
and
then I saw her face.
That I am not. I'm a believer.
Here's a copyright claim. Thanks, Ian.
We need to establish something right now. So we are talking about the new Exorcist Believer movie that was just released. I want to start with Bob because Bob's like our I don't want to say skeptic on the matter. I mean, he is a skeptic,
I would say that.
Point being is, Bob, you are a connoisseur of horror movies. You like the genre. You do enjoy them. You do have fun. Now, your least favorite, correct me if I'm wrong, your least favorite type of horror movie in your top three would be possession movies.
100% true.
Okay. So with that being said, let me ask you this. How do you feel about the original Exorcist movie?
I think it's overrated. Okay. I'm not a fan. I understand that the love for it. I do, because back in that time, the way that they filmed that stuff and special effects and all that, I do respect it. I do think that it invented a type of horror, and plus it won an Oscar. So, and that's not something normal that a horror movie does. So I do respect it, but I do not like it. I'm not a possession movie guy. I think the one that I like the most would probably be Emily Rose. I thought that was a very good possession movie, and I felt really bad for that girl. This movie, again, I can respect the love for the first one, and I think they really threw some fan. I mean, it really seemed like they threw some fan love in the movie by, you know, getting the main woman, the mother from the first one, the mother of Reagan or whatever her name is.
Mm-hmm.
I, right off the bat.
That tastes good, Bob.
Let me tell you about demons and shit.
Right off the bat, I was liking the main character, the dad. I was liking him right off the bat. And then something happened with the mom in the beginning where she gets a protection blessing. And it was the dumbest blessing I have ever seen. And I understand voodoo and how it's supposed to be creepy and stuff, but it wasn't creepy. They spit on the bitch's feet. And that was just stupid. And I don't know why they had to focus on it. I don't understand the love of feet in this movie. It made no sense. The girls having messed up feet, because walking in the woods and all that, and they're possessed. I understood that. That made sense. But people just taking off their shoes and walking around without shoes on, and that bitch getting her feet spat on, I didn't understand. I thought that was dumb. And it took me out of the movie just like that. It bothered me. And I did jump once, so I can give it credit for that. But it had nothing to do with demons. It had nothing to do with the ghost. It was a damn snake. And that did make me jump. I will admit that. I do not think at all that it was creepy. I did think that the main young girls, the possessed girls, I thought they acted well. I thought they looked creepy. But some of the stuff that the demons were saying when they were possessed, I even snickered a couple times at the stuff they were saying. But this was one of my least favorite times in a movie.
Well, at least Bob won't have to talk for the rest of the
I can tell the review. Because I have never on the show.
Got all his thoughts out in the first 20 seconds.
Ever seen you go on a rant that quickly about your disdain for a movie.
Ian says, all right, Bob, what'd you think of the original movie? It's fine. Let me tell you what I hated.
Let me tell you what I thought about this movie.
we'll hear your thoughts in a minute. Let I'm me not tell a fan you of the original, why this
which
movie
brings
sucks.
Me to why I hate this one.
I just wanted when I didn't realize
I knew once you brought up the feet, I was like, here we go. The gloves are off.
That was so dumb. It was so dumb.
I could feel, I was sitting behind you, and as soon as she, I just saw your head like,
why? I did. I
why?
Like, what
why?
Does that have to do with anything?
And then afterwards, she's like, I just got the most beautiful blessing. No, you didn't.
It was disgusting. You
got the most disgusting blessing. And if somebody spits on my feet, we're fighting.
Well, and even like,
first of all, don't take my shoes off.
In all honesty, like, even before that, like, what? There was nothing relaxing or soothing. Like, she was sweating profusely. She was leaning back, like, fanning herself constantly. There were a bunch of people all surrounding her that she didn't know. First off, she immediately just walks off with some random kid. Hey, come to my house. Yeah, I'll give you the most beautiful blessing for your baby.
Let me show you something.
Let me show you something. No, I'll tell you what. Is
it on the top floor by chance?
You want to talk about a tangent? I will never, ever, ever go anywhere with a random child that I've never seen. I haven't since I was a little kid, because the last time that somebody said, hey, let me show you something, it was a little boy on a playground while my dad was playing softball, and he goes, hey, let me show you something. I said, what? And he goes, let me see your arm. And I went like this, and he bit my arm so bad that he drew blood. Like, I
what?
Had
what?
So as soon as that little kid said, hey, let me show you something, don't do it, don't go, you're gonna get bit.
Oh,
she didn't get bit, but she did get her feet spit on.
No, we can't. We're not done. What do you mean he bit you?
No, he literally grabbed onto my child. I've never seen him before.
How old were you?
What tribe is it?
No, this was downtown Madison. I was at John Paul Park. For anybody that's local, you know the area that I'm in. I was sitting there playing on the playground. I was probably 8, maybe 10. And this little kid who looked like a little young, like his older brother, came over and apologized later on. Like, I'm so sorry. I don't know why you did that.
Come here. I want to show you something.
Yeah. He said, let me show you something. Let me see your arm. And I was like, okay. Yeah. And he grabbed my wrist and
fucking
my elbow.
Delicious.
And just went like he was eating like corn on the cob. Just,
pouring salt on your arm. I want to show you something.
I'm going to show you something cool. Hang on.
Don't move.
Calm down. Just watch.
You're going to love it. It's going to be so funny. It's going to be so funny.
Wrapping a bib around his.
It's going to be hilarious.
It'll be great. But anyways, so that weird story.
You should have saw the look on your face when I was drinking the blood out of your veins.
But yeah, he did. You could see like the teeth divots in my arm.
Let me show you something. Why have I never heard this story? What are you talking about? Fire Marshal Bill?
Let me show you something. Oh my gosh. So to answer your original question, Ian, I'm not a big fan of the original Exorcist either.
No, I didn't ask you.
Just throwing that out there. Well, I know. I think you were going to ask me, but Bob went on a 20-minute tangent about the movie.
Spit on your feet. How would that bless you? Let's just jump into that, because obviously, as you guys know, spoilers ahead.
Yeah, a lot of spoilers. Why?
Feet don't stay dry in this movie. We know that now. I don't think it's a blessing. I think it's a curse. If you spit on my feet, we're going to have a serious fucking problem. You know, first of all, you know, shame on me for taking my shoes off. Shame on you for taking advantage.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, they have this blessing. And then 20 minutes later, the building collapses.
I know. We're credit. Now, you guys complained about this, but to the movie's credit, and this is the one good thing I'm going to say. Well, I've got two good things to say about the movie. The one thing, she very specifically said, I got a wonderful blessing for Angela. Not for her. It was for the baby, and the baby survived. So I'm just throwing that out there.
Can I counter that with something?
No, because I don't want to argue about it because I don't care about this.
It's not an argument. I'm about to trump it right now.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
I can't wait.
They wouldn't have had to bless the baby if she didn't have to go in the building in the first place. They took her in the building. She would have never went in there. Ergo, no blessing would have been needed. Her and the baby both would have lived.
No. That was the building in the hotel. To
bless her. No,
the earthquake happened at their hotel room. She was back. That was well after all that. She went and told.
Why was the husband not there?
Because he was taking pictures of the church. She went back to the hotel. She was undressing. She was in her hotel room.
I'm just saying, what are the odds that if you bless someone 20 minutes later, I think that was a curse.
I think so too. And it was the first time that I uttered the line that I said multiple times. When she went in there and they were praying over her and yelling and all that, I said a line and I uttered that line multiple times. That's how you get demons. That's how you get demons. Stop that. Don't do that. That's how you get demons. So yeah.
The whole setup of this movie. God,
the characters in this movie are so stupid.
Let's you know, these girls are supposed to be really good friends, but the parents have never met each other, don't even know each other exists.
I didn't even know your daughter was friends with my daughter. Okay.
Really, you're a terrible parent. So right off the jump for me, I'm like, why are these girls like so eager to go into the woods to do this little voodoo thing? Why did they have to do it in the woods? Why couldn't they have done it at each other's house?
I guess because that little tunnel was creepy, so they wanted to do it there.
How you get demons.
Yeah. Okay, but yeah, exactly. That's a terrible decision. And one of my biggest gripes about this movie is, I said this to Bob the other day, I didn't tell you, Derek, the pacing was really weird. Mm-hmm. The pacing was, after the girl's disappearance, I felt like the movie wanted you to believe that weeks had gone by.
Yeah,
and they're showing
agree.
Like a montage of both parents and stuff and all this other stuff, right? And then, like, the girls pop back up, and you're like, oh, man, about time they come home. Baby, it's been 3 days. I'm like, 3 days? I mean, granted.
3 days is a long time to be gone.
You lost your child. She's gone for 3 days. Yes, that is heartbreaking. I'm not trying to take that away from anybody. My issue becomes, why are you trying to make it sound like it's a lot worse than what it is? Like, you're trying to draw it up to make it look like it's weeks. Mm. Why 3 days at that point? You know, just so you could tie it into the story?
Yes.
So,
because this movie is lazy.
It seemed very lazy. You know, the neighbor just going into the dad's house and him walking in and being like, oh, thank God you're home in the place that you live. There's a reason that this woman you've never met is in your daughter's bedroom lighting candles and putting out wicks with her fingers and muttering things under her breath. Get the fuck out.
This is fine. This is normal. You know what? This is good. This is a good thing.
Yeah.
That was
no explanation.
Poor
man's Tom Arnold. I'm a fan of the original. I really am. What is it? David Gordon Green. Is that the?
That was the director of this one.
David Joseph Gordon Levitt. I can only think of one movie that I've actually really liked of his, and that was Pineapple Express. I never saw Your Highness.
Well, did Halloween 2018, didn't he?
Okay, I did like that one. I really did like that one. But I meant, like, I was trying to think of something Halloween he didn't do.
Oh, yeah.
Because we've ranted so much about Halloween on this show.
Pineapple Express is good.
I'll give you that. I liked Pineapple Express. I did not watch Your Highness.
You're not missing out.
It wasn't very good.
No, it was not.
Well, that's disappointing. Point being, not a fan of his horror work, especially. I've heard mixed things about The Babysitter.
Another bad thing.
Did you guys watch that one?
I didn't get to see The Babysitter. Yes.
I'm pretty sure I saw it.
What was the other thing, Bob?
Another bad thing was the character Derek, like, kind of swished over it a little, but the characters being so bad. The church not wanting to help these girls, I thought was stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why let these young girls suffer?
That's such a trope in possession movies. I mean, it was like that in the Conjuring movies. It was like that in so many. Like, I understand the real world perspective of saying, hey, you know, the church has gotten into some trouble in the past.
Yeah, I get that.
I get that, but it's really a boring story beat in a possession movie that you have to have a priest show up and say, oh, the church isn't going to sanction this, knowing full well that priest is going to show up to do it anyway.
He just hung out in the car the whole time.
Like, just have him show up and do the possession. Like, or the possession. Have him show up and do the exorcism at that point. Why add the story beat of,
You're cutting out really bad, Derek.
Fun.
Your video and your audio is cutting out pretty bad right now.
Awesome. Am I back yet?
Awesome.
Cool. Am I back?
Yeah, you're back.
Okay.
But yeah, I thought that was really, really dumb and ignorant. I thought the best friend was horrible. I thought the dad when the little girl was being all creepy and showing up, which I just thought was funny, not creepy, just like being right beside him when the lights flicker and stuff. But she literally smacks his head off a metal thing, and he
didn't faze him.
It didn't faze him at all.
Not he a gas right back scratch, up. Scuff mark, nothing.
Yeah, you hear the clang.
She hit him hard.
Yeah.
She reared him back and slammed his head off of it. I would have been out for the year.
That was
so I wouldn't weird. Have got up.
Yeah, I wouldn't have either.
I'd still be laying there to this day.
So, like, this movie, it doesn't know. It felt like it didn't know what it wanted to do. Like, did it want to just be nostalgia bait and have all these callbacks and fan service to the original? Did it want to try something new by not making it solely Catholicism that would be the thing that would save the day by showing that other faiths have different ideas on exorcism? Did it want to do these things, or it just kind of threw everything together and it was just worse off? This is throwing everything together.
Yeah, I was wondering what you were doing with your arms there. Well, I complained to you guys when it happened, but the whole body and the blood thing was annoying. I don't know why she went into the other room and just took all the wine and was like, Why?
Why didn't they stop her sooner?
Well, that's the other thing that I mentioned that when we got done watching the movie, and I know we're jumping around here a lot, but it's just that's how the movie felt. It was just kind of disjointed and jumped from one thing to the other. The pastor of the church that the one girl was in with the body and the blood scene, like that scene was supposed to be this really scary, intense scene where she's walking with her weird, creepy face, saying body and the blood. She's covered in all the blood of Christ.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be this big creepy scene. And all I could think the entire time is, why is that pastor not saying anything? Why is he not stopping? Why is he just continuing on his sermon? Like, this is just a totally normal day, normal thing going on. Just another Sunday at this church, some random girl walking up and down the aisle with no shoes on and looking like blood all over her, yelling. I couldn't understand that. The exorcism scene at the end, none of them did anything. They kept taking turns going and like saying some things. Nothing worked. They kept taking their shoes off because, once again, there's a weird foot thing going on here. And then I thought it was going to be like a big a cavalry moment for the Catholic Church. I thought they were like doing all these things, saying like, oh, it doesn't have to just be Catholicism. It can be this religion, it could be non-denominational, it could be this, it could be like new agey things, all of this working together, none of it works. And then here comes the priest in, like ready to go with the crucifix out, and he's doing his whole shtick.
Yeah.
And I was just like, are they going to like make this the biggest like propaganda moment for the Catholic Church? Like, look, the Catholic Church is doing a good thing. Look at him. Look, here comes the priest to save the day. And then they just snapped his neck. And I was like, what a waste of time. That's what I felt about this entire movie.
And here's
what a waste
the thing.
Of time.
Here's the thing. You see how quickly they snapped his neck? Why didn't they do that to anybody else in the house?
Anybody. No one else. Yeah, anybody.
Not another person. Yeah.
They didn't do it to that lady that was reading from the Bible the whole time?
Yep.
Yeah. And there are some movies where the bad guy wins and, you know, I've actually enjoyed it. But to have the devil win, I thought was just stupid. I hated that. Because the whole thing, he won. The devil won this movie. And that, to me, that was just
But mark it on your calendars, people. Mark one for the
devil. And that's another complaint I had. Exactly. They didn't make it clear whether she actually died or not.
I thought it was very
clear. Because when she's there, they were doing CPR. There was a moment where she looked like she may have been a little responsive. They never gave a definitive, okay, we're at a funeral or anything like that. They left it like, okay, yeah, she's, you know what? I'm sure she's, that's fine. They don't need to know for sure.
I kind of figured by the way they showed like her soul being dragged to basically hell.
Yeah, I know. But then when they showed her again, she didn't look dead. It looked like her eyes were moving around. And I don't know. It was just a really lazy. And God, I hate saying lazy about a movie, but it felt lazy. It was just bad. This movie just sucks.
It's
so bad. And I had one other. I do have one other bright spot that I actually enjoyed about it. And that is Leslie Odom Jr. I thought was great. The dad, the main character. I thought he acted very well. No one else in this movie was acting well. Like, sometimes. He was still an idiot, but he was acting well. I at least believed him.
I thought his dialogue was weird. Sometimes when the other parents were talking, he was like mumbling something. What do you mean? What are you talking about? What are you saying? What do you mean? What? What's this? What's going on with the words? And what? Why is he talking like that?
Yeah.
Like, why don't you shut up, stop mumbling under your breath, and listen to what they're saying to you, and then form a full cohesive sentence.
Also, the callbacks to The Exorcist were beyond unnecessary in this movie. That was fan service. Just
we haven't even talked about Chris yet.
There was zero
the
reason.
The expert who was never in the room during any exorcism.
Yeah. Why? Why are you letting this 90-year-old woman?
Well, my daughter was possessed, and it's a good thing that the priest came in and blessed her. What did you do? Oh, I just sat in the living room and ate pork and beans.
Cried a little bit. And then
I don't know what she ate.
Sold a whole lot of books about this story. Yeah, her whole character arc was stupid. It made zero sense. Having her in the movie was worthless. And again, full spoilers, the Reagan reveal at the end, I felt nothing. I did not care that she was in the movie.
Yeah, it
didn't matter.
Too little, too late.
Yeah.
Too little, too late.
If they would have had Linda Blair be the expert because she was possessed, that would have been...
Movie, let me put it this way. This movie was so bad, I'm pretty sure it's the reason your video was screwing up.
Probably.
Your video is possessed.
It's sucking the energy out.
That's how you get demons.
Yeah.
That's how you get demons. Well, let's just go ahead, Bob. Kick it off with our ratings.
I'm very, very sad that I can't give it a lower than a one.
Really? You hated it that much?
I despised it.
Derek, you want to go next?
Bob? I thought I thought that I would be the lowest. I'm giving it a 2 out of 10.
Okay.
Now I don't feel so bad. I was going to say 4.
4. And to let you know, isn't that what I gave The Devil Made Me Do It? Didn't I give that a 4? So that should tell you how much I hated this movie. Hated The Devil Made Me Do It.
Pray for the Devil? Is that what it was?
No, Devil Made Me Do It.
Conjuring. Well, because you gave Pray for the Devil a really low score too.
Yeah, but not a 1.
I don't remember what you gave it. This one I'm asking.
I don't think I've given anything a 1 until now.
I liked Pray for the Devil better than this movie.
Yeah. It made me
okay. Well, we have shit on this movie. Not enough, in my opinion. But
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to the writers, the director. I'm sure you had a great time.
I'm not. Write a better fucking movie. No, I'm, just I'm just kidding.
But it wasn't. It wasn't my thing. It wasn't me. And you guys can feel free. Go watch it. Give you know. Let us know what you thought. Did you like it? Did you think it was well done? Did you think it lived up to the original? Come on, let us know. Tell us.
Tell us.
Tell us. Tell us.
It killed Derek's video again.
So Derek, so Derek can get rid of the demons. Alrighty, well, with that being said, this has been another eventful night on the Silver Screen Scoundrels. We have talked about The Exorcist and how terrible and awful this one was compared to the original. I only threw that in because I actually liked the original. But on a serious note, we got some more spooky stuff coming up. Tune in next week. I don't exactly know what the subject is, but it will be Halloween related.
Yeah, but it's something that we're going to have to watch together because at our theater, there's nothing opening that's spooky. So we're going to have to get together and watch something, man.
Yes, we are. I have a few things in mind. Derek, I forgot to tell you, Bob and I talked about this the other day. We'll talk about that as soon as this episode is over, which it is coming to a conclusion right now. Thank you again for Derek, our guest, for joining Colonel Bob and myself, Ian. We are the Silver Screen Scoundrels. That is such a mouthful. We are the Silver Screen Scoundrels. And as always, so long and good night.
Bye, everybody.